My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and welcome to day two in this 40-day journey into purgatory and hell. This series is based on the book Stories About Purgatory and What They Reveal, and including the book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, Hell and What It Will Be Like. I recommend that you get the Kindle version because it includes both of these for the price of one. Otherwise, you can get the physical copy. Now, since these two places can cause a lot of fear, this book, so to speak, has us standing at the doorway, reflecting on our own devotion, reflecting on our own love. Do we really love these people? Let me share some quotes that will get you thinking, and I invite you to read the chapter and make your own meditations. Those who once were dearly loved, our playmates in childhood, our chosen companions later in life, who sat at the same table, who knelt at the same shrine, who shared our joys and sorrows, and it may be, now and again, spoke to us of death and eternity, with wondering words about that other world, and who then passed from our sight into that other world. Are they remembered now? Do we pray for them or to them? Or are they, in truth, if we must be honest with ourselves, really nothing more to us now than faces that look upon us in a dream? Especially for those of you who have had friends that have passed away, reflect on, do you still help them? Are you really a friend? Or are you someone that just think about them but don't really offer any prayers to them or asking for their intercession? To motivate you in doing this, recall some of the benefits of praying for the souls in purgatory. And think you that God and Our Lady and Saint Joseph will not love and bless those who by their holy liberality shall hasten that moment which they all so earnestly desire? And when those benefactors shall send their petitions through purgatory, and some dear sufferer shall cry to heaven, grant them what they ask for they have done great things for us. Can you think the prayer will be unheard? See what St. Catherine of Bologna used to say on this subject. When I wish, she said, to obtain some favor from the Eternal Father, I invoke the souls in their place of expiation and charge them with the petition I have to make to him, and I feel I am heard through their means. My friends, go through the chapter because it gives you also a history of where this devotion of purgatory came from, some of its history. As we go deeper into this book, we will focus on specific groups within purgatory. Thank you for joining me today. I will see you in day three of this journey into purgatory and hell.